That's 552-1122.
It's the Missing Word Fun Test on the Mighty TMA. Tell us what Randy and the Rainbows are singing and win five WTMA dollars and four free In-N-Out car wash passes. Why do kids go to school? Why do kids go surfing? Be the first to correctly tell the Mighty TMA the missing words and win the free prizes. Send your answer on a postcard to Missing Word Fun Test, WTMA Charleston.
That, of course, was Jim Diamond back in the late 60s. I'm Nancy Wolf. We're broadcasting live down at the Francis Marion Hotels on the corner of King and Calhoun Streets, and we're at Stop by and say hello. We've had a number of listeners. You guys are just coming in here, and you're having a great time, having some great chocolate cake with the nice vanilla frosting, and there's coffee, tea, drinks. Register to win some wonderful prizes. We've got these Collector Series radios and WTMA collector's mugs and other paraphernalia. And then, of course, the great photographs. Thank you, Grayscale Photography, for supplying these photos. These are wonderful, and it's a great glimpse into Charleston's history. We've got lots of Marines here today, too. They're all walking around in uniforms. Yep, all those good-looking Marines over there. And so just stop by and say hello. And how long have you been listening to WTMA? It's been, I'm sure, a major part of your life. And joining me now, someone who was on the air from 1966 to 1977. Is that right?
77, 79. I quit so many times, and they kept hiring me back.
Booby Nash.
Yes. Never mind saying hello. Just send money. All right. I just needed to get that in there. How you doing, Nancy? I'm glad to see some. You know, when I was in radio, they were all ugly guys. It's good to see good-looking girls here.
I like that. Just send money. All right. Well
you can tell I'm a pastor now, can't you? Let's take an offering.
Is that what you're doing now?
Oh, you're taking off.
You leave radio and you become a pastor.
Oh, sure.
You had to mend your ways.
We don't talk about my ways. But, that's what I did. I did it the last 5 years of radio. I went into ministry, and then radio just sort of faded out. I got to doing a lot of traveling. So I don't know whether I quit or they fired me. I can't remember whether they ran me off or what. But I ended 30 years of broadcasting, I think, in 85 or 86. But started in 59 with Armed Forces Radio and Television in, of all places, Iceland. They can't hear me?
Really?
In Iceland.
Yeah.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah.
All right.
You know how microphones work.
Yeah.
You
is this one working? Testing, 1, 2, 3.
For 30 years.
30 years I sat in a little room talking to myself. That's why I act the way I do.
Now, what was the format from 1966 to 1977?
Oh, it was Top 40.
It was Top 40?
Same 40 records over and over and over.
And, give us a little bit from, if you were broadcasting, it's 1970, what would you, and this is your show, let us hear it.
Are you kidding me?
Talking about putting them on the spot,
no,
come on.
Yeah, I don't even think like that anymore. You had to be crazy to do what we did. We did all kinds of, the box tops, the letter, yeah. No, I don't even talk. I don't even think that way
anymore.
Well,
you need to just step back in time.
I got a live audience now. I don't
need
to pretend.
Well, you've got one here.
Yes. Well, no, the almost live audience here. Did you see all the old people that were here earlier this morning?
That
old
was this
people.
Morning.
Yeah, I was surrounded by just old people. One foot in a grave and the other on a banana peel. And they said, we used to listen to you. I had a lady just a couple of weeks ago come up and say, you're Booby Nash, aren't you? She was about 75 years old. And she said, you're Booby Nash, aren't you? This is a true story.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yes, I am. She said, well, you know, I used to listen to you when I was in high school. I said, no way, lady, 75-year-old, trying to tell me that I was on the radio when she was in high school. How old do you think I am? How old do you think I am? Come on, be honest.
Oh, not a day over 50. No, I'd say 60.
On the nose. Just turned 60 last month. See, that makes all of those out standing out there liar, because everybody I tell, I say, you know, I'm 60. They say, oh, no, you don't look 60.
You don't.
Then why did you say 60?
Because someone behind you told me.
Uh-huh.
You guys are just a bunch of comedians.
No, we are not. We did some serious stuff. You know,
like?
Well, there was the time that they put me in an aqua suit and put me underwater to broadcast underwater for 3 hours. We did that. And
well, necessary.
In a staff meeting, I said, why are we doing this? And they said, because. And that was it. There was another time they wanted to bury me in a coffin under the ground. But I planned my vacation that week, and John Burwell got stuck with that. And John will probably be here later this afternoon. He, out of that experience of being buried in a casket for, I think, about 6 hours, and broadcasting live from being buried in a casket, he is now an Episcopal priest. I would have become an Episcopal priest, too, if I was in a casket for 6 hours broadcasting.
Jim Diamond, yeah.
You remember you and Wayne used to have cocktail hours in the middle of the afternoon.
I don't think we're supposed to be discussing the cocktail
hours. We can do that.
Well, it was all sound effects. Remember that?
You thought they were sound effects.
Well, I was there. What do you mean?
Those sound effects tasted very good.
You were mixing drinks and you
know
it.
No. Remember? And then someone would come in as a cop and arrest everybody. And, of course, I'm stuck in the control room. Nothing in front of me to know what to say. And so I come in as Granny. Remember Granny?
Granny Grits.
Granny Giveaway. Remember Granny Giveaway?
Granny Giveaway. Wait,
you remember Granny Giveaway. Weren't you right?
She was a nice old lady.
Oh, yeah.
And she came in and she says, well, I don't know where Boob is, but I'm certain where he is. There's plenty of bars.
See, and you thought I was having fun during those years.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun.
Come on, there were a bunch of creeps coming around. Those were fun years. We did a lot of wild things. We sat on flagpoles. And the object of radio in that time was just to be outrageous. Outrageous. Nowadays, I guess in radio, it's to speak outrageously, say things that are...
Why broadcast live for, 3 hours?
Mm-hmm. Why?
Underwater. You were in a tank.
Promotion.
You were in a suit?
Yeah.
Or what?
In one of those, what do they call those big... diving helmets, yeah.
Is it the diving helmet?
The diving helmet and the suit.
Just to broadcast live. Just,
that's right.
Of course, you didn't have television crews out there to...
No, in fact, it wasn't covered. It was just people looking, and they had windows so you could look in the tank, and there I was under probably 7 feet
of
water.
Well, you can do that on radio now by just showing.
Hi there. I'm broadcasting live from a diving bell right now.
No, it sounded more like this. That's the way it sounded, really. But we would do things like that.
556-1250, Jamie wants to talk to us. Jamie, you're on the air. Boobie Nash is here and Jim Diamond, guys from the 60s. How you doing, Jamie?
Doing fine. How you doing?
Good.
I just wanted to let Boobie Nash know, I remember when I was a child, early 70s, and they used to call him the Big Boob. And if I'm correct, and they were playing the Top 40, and I won my very first album that I ever owned from WTMA. Yes, you did,
and we want that album back.
Yeah, I knew.
Whose show did you win it on? Whose show?
You bet it long enough.
It was one of those, top 40s old tunes and things like that, but I remember that. I stayed home specifically because I was listening to Boobie Nash, and my mom was going out somewhere, and I stayed home specifically to listen, to try to win that album, and I did.
What you're trying to say is my show corrupted you. Is that what you're trying to say?
I wouldn't say it corrupted me, but I'd say
punk.
that...
No, he wanted you to autograph the record. That's
you
what he wanted, Boo.
You didn't go to school, did you?
You should actually...
Yeah, but
how old are you now?
I'm 30 years old.
Shame on you.
30 years old. But I remember when you guys were the station in town as far as, nobody else listened to anything else because you were it.
Yeah,
And the Big Boob was the talk of the town with the kids.
Well, whereas Boob would probably say, we were the bee's knees, right?
Well, no, I wouldn't say that. You would, and that's why you're not working in radio today. But anyway, the one thing that I was fascinated about was moving from TMA AM, and we went over to KTM FM. FM was becoming popular, mm-hmm. And we went over there because they were broadcasting in stereo, and I remember our slogan when they put me over there, the whole thrust was, now you can listen to Boobie Nash in stereo, proving that two boobs are better than one. I liked that. That was the highlight of my whole career. That's right. You remember that?
Yeah, I remember the two.
Shame on you.
But let me ask you a question. Who was the other gentleman that you used to broadcast with back in on WTMA? I don't remember if there was if there were the two of you together that did a show.
I don't remember doing it with somebody on TMA. Who?
But
that was over at CSC.
Dick
Andert. Well, Dick Andert, but he would have been too young
for
that.
It was a morning show. You and Dick did a morning show together, remember?
No, it was me and Bob. What was Bob's name? I don't remember. Yeah, I think we did a short stint. It
wasn't
didn't
Bob
work.
Scott,
the,
was it?
The ratings took a dip, and so we stopped that.
Is that because of you or because of him?
It was because of him.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. But you know,
take credit when things are going well.
You know, I would have never believed that I'd still be here. I came down to TMA in 1966. I had just left Greensboro, North Carolina, went back to Buffalo for a month's rest, and a guy called me real quickly and said, come down and fill in for a month. I've been here ever since.
And one of our... Oh, we need to take a break. It's 1:29. I'm Nancy Wolf. We're having too much fun. These stories are great. And we're broadcasting live at the Francis Marion Hotel. Come on down. I'll be here until 2 o'clock. Booby Nash is with me right now, and Jim Diamond. We're having a lot of fun telling stories. And how long have you listened to WTMA? Of course, I know it's always been number one in your life. Still is. And we'd love for you to come down, register to win some great prizes. We'll be here until 6 o'clock today, so head on down. But right now, I think we're going to go to Mac Thompson with news.
This is WTMA, Charleston, South Carolina.